This is GQDN for Monday, December 1st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Get the one called Quest Worthy. It is good stuff. And go check out the discount called Quest. You put that in the checkout and you get 25% off of your purchase. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, another video game is going to the small screen. We got some stuff on sale too. And the partner teams have been revealed for the Overwatch League. But we begin today, sorry, I gotta clear my throat, with Metal Gear Solid. Because according to Eurogamer, the developers might or might not make some remakes. Because essentially they said that it's a pretty hard thing to do. In fact, Noriaki Okamura did an interview with Real Sound, and here's what he said about the series. Quote, "Right now I'm thinking about what to make next. With Metal Gear, I've been able to create an opportunity for new people to experience my work, so I want to continue doing this. However, we haven't decided what we'll be creating. There will be, or there may be remakes, but we may also try new works. The Metal Gear series is like the history of video games. It ranges from pixel art to cinematic expressions. So the remake method and expression for method for each work is different. We don't intend to apply the methodology we created for MGS Delta for our works, but rather we consider the best method for each work." End quote. Now, a lot of developers did leave Konami, but he was pleased to have gathered a team to produce the remake. Further quote, "As a team, we are confident that we have achieved a quality that will be enjoyable for modern players without compromising the appeal of previous titles. We are currently exploring specific plans for next steps." End quote. But he also did say that Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, would be hard to remake. Further quote, "The hardware at the time required some pretty special construction to deliver 3D performance with the technology available at the time, and MGS4 also had some pretty special code. It would be pretty hard to bring it up now." End quote. So what to do? We'll let you know what happens. Including for this, it is the time for the Game of the Year votes, and PlayStation is no exception to this. Okay, it's not as big as the Game Awards, but still. If you have a PlayStation, the voting is live right now. And it has the categories Best New Character, Best Story, Best Audio Design, Best Soundtrack, Best Expansion, Best Independent Game, Best PSVR 2 Game, Best PS4 Game, Best PS5 Game, and Studio of the Year. Along with other things and other games. I'm sorry. Other categories, I should say. Now, the voting is up now, and they will be going on till Tuesday, December 9th. So, if you own the game, or if you played games from this voting period, you might see them on the list, if you have a PlayStation. Xbox does not do this, nor does Nintendo. Okay, only PlayStation does it. But if you do have a Nintendo Switch 2, Nintendo Everything said that there was some 35 minutes of gameplay for Assassin's Creed Shadows. Now, this game will come in tomorrow up on Switch 2. But if you want to see how it looks on the Switch 2, it'll be up, most likely on YouTube, is what it is right now. And it does have 35 minutes of gameplay as it goes through the story arc, the combat gameplay, and the stealth gameplay. So, if you are ready for it on your Switch 2, it'll be here tomorrow. If you like Hollow Knight Silksong, according to GameSpot.com, that game is coming, is confirming a new DLC. Did I say coming? I'm sorry. It's confirming a new DLC and now be coming soon. So that's what Team Cherry is doing right now. And they did confirm that there will be a DLC that will be released for Silksong. Eric Gibson was talking to Bloomberg Yeah, he was talking to that guy. And he did say that it's not going to be very soon. It's going to take a while. Quote, I don't really know what else people would necessarily want to hear other than what we're already saying. Yes, we're continuing to work on the game. We're pursuing things that excite us. I think what people might want to hear is there will be new stuff coming in a reasonable time frame and not 7 years from now. End quote. Now, they got some ideas for the DLC, but they didn't want to add any overpromises, so that way they would not disappoint the fans. But he also did tease a return of the Steel Assassin Sharp, which is an enemy character from the original game. For the quote, Sharp is waiting in the wings. Waiting to arrive is probably the best way to say it. One of those enemies, a little suit of Sharp and their companions. They got tucked away for a while because the game had so much in it and all of those pieces need polish, and polish takes time. We were excited to reintroduce Sharp. We have just to get them. So Hollow Knight's coming too. But there's also a new Project Diablo 2 update, and that did breathe some life into the Blizzard ARPG, inspired by the Path of Exile. PC Games and, you know they like their titles, did say that D2 and D2 Resurrected did say that Season 12 is now up and running. So if you haven't played Diablo 2 there for a while, well, Season 12 is up, so you might want to get in there. But what is in there? Well, there's a new map called the City of Urith, and the monsters could drop some socketed items, with the final boss dropping a socketed unique. Now, they also did change the range combat, and that is because of the modifiers and sockets for arrows and bolts. So, that is going to happen. Now, if you want it, you must have the copies of both Diablo 2 and the Lord of Destruction expansion to play it. Go have fun with it. Now we go to the esports corner. We're going to stick with Blizzard because the Overwatch Championship or Champion Series for 2026 has been revealed, and they are talking about the partner teams. So for North America, it'll be Team Liquid, Space Station, Dallas Fuel, and Disguised. For EMEA, Twisted Minds, Virtus Pro, and Team Peps. For Asia, T1, Team Falcons, Crazy Raccoon, and Zeta Division. China has yet to be announced, but the world champions are in EMEA, and Disguised is returning to the Overwatch scene as a part of, I believe, Team Liquid. Oh no, it's Disguised. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Because Jeremy Disguised Toast, but like I said, Jeremy Disguised Toast will be in it as well as part of Disguised. Will he be on the team? That is yet to be discovered. But now we get to some sales. According to TheVerge.com, I think this is for both of these, the Nintendo Switch 2 is on sale right now for Cyber Monday. So if you're out there shopping, it's up on Walmart. And right now it's $450, $50 off with the Mario Kart World Bundle. So that bundle is on sale. But that's not the only thing. The Seagate Xbox expansion cards for your Xbox are also on sale. And right now the 2 terabyte card is at $185, which is about $75 off on Amazon. Now, the 1 terabyte and 4 terabyte cards are also on sale for $121 and $380, respectively. Speaking of Xbox, Red Dead Redemption is coming to Xbox, and it'll be this month. Those aren't the only titles that are coming this month. Octopath Traveler Zero, Marvel's Cosmic Invasion was today. I said Redemption tomorrow. Elden Ring Night Ring, the Forsaken Hollows DLC, December 4th, along with Octopath Traveler Zero, Routine, then comes multiple Yakuza upgrades, that's December 8th, Thank Goodness You're Here, December 9th, and Terminator 2D No Fate, December 12th. Those are the major ones. There's a bunch more that's coming out all the way to Injection 23 Tabula Rasa, which comes out December 23rd. This one you're going to have to wait for. And just for you ladies out there that have a PC or maybe some other things, because Don't Stop Girly Pop launches January 29th. It's a shooter, and the demo right now is currently available. We will end today with Far Cry, because over the weekend, Far Cry did announce that they are making a TV series, or the plans are there, and that will be streamed on Hulu, which is with Disney Plus. So what could be there? Well, they might be looking at Far Cry 3, because Rob Mack will be starring in the show, and the most successful franchise in the series, Far Cry 3, may be highlighted, because that did show Michael Mando portray the character Voss. And in Far Cry 6's DLC pack, Voss Insanity. We'll see what happens. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, this has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people.